পাই লো চৰণা দিন থাকিল বসে
গোপীনাথ 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 গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ গোপীনাথ
Amazing. Amazing. You have become a master. No, to be able to play like that, I'm so...
On the spot.
So pleased with you. O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Acharya who composed this song, is teaching us what is the proper mood to pray to God. That mood is one of utter humility, submission. We heard previously when we were discussing the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is Purushottam. He is above both the fallible and the infallible. He is above everyone. He's in a unique position. That is Krishna. He is unique. And he says so in this 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita and elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, that he is the supreme. Indeed, he says, Matak parataram nanyat, there's no truth superior to me. There's no equal, no competitor. So he is Purusha Uttama, the supreme person. So we learned today that Krishna said, all of us are his part and parcel, Angsha. We're all God's children. So the mood to approach God is taught in this song. How to be meek and humble. So as all prayers, as he says, please hear my request. A prayer, that's the nature of a prayer. There's a request somewhere. So what does Bhaktivinoda Thakur say? I am a wicked materialist. In other words, he's completely confessing. He's completely humbling himself. He says, I'm addicted to worldly desires, meaning he's seeing himself as an ordinary, conditioned, sinful person. And no good qualities do I possess. You are my only hope. So this is one of the symptoms of Sharanagati, surrender. There are six symptoms. This is one of them. That the devotee feels that Krishna, God, he is my only hope. I have no other hope left in this world. I only, just like you know Draupadi, right? When she was being disrobed, first she tried to protect herself, but then she realized, what can I do? So then she threw both arms up. Hey Govinda, if you want, you protect. And did Krishna protect? Yes. Because for Draupadi, she had no other. At that moment, where were her husbands? They were sitting right there. They didn't do a thing. They were right there and they didn't do anything. So her only hope at that point, Krishna. So he is saying here, my Lord Gopinath, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Now I'm your eternal servant. We're Krishna's eternal servant anyway, but we come to that realization where we recognize it, where we admit it. Yes, everybody is Krishna's servant, but the demons don't acknowledge it. No, I'm not God's servant. But a devotee is someone who says, oh yes, I know I'm God's eternal servant, and I'm going to proclaim it. That's why when in ISKCON, you get initiated, you get a name, but then you get Das or Dasi, signifying that I am now eternal servant. He goes on in his song. How will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed in fruitive work. I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. That's all of us. All of us are fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. Even in your Belinda. We may think, oh, I live in Beverly Hills. That's all right. You still live in perilous worldly existence. I remember 1994. I was working in an office in Westwood, and that day came when they had the riots. Do you remember that day? And it started in L.A., And then you would hear on the TV, we were all listening in our offices. Then they went this way. Then it was announced, the rioters have entered Beverly Hills. And that's when they realized perilous worldly existence. Even Beverly Hills. Or, for me, one day, Tuesday, September 11th, 2001, my daughter woke me up. Turn on the television. We're being attacked. So I turned on. And just as I turned on the television, the second plane hit the tower. And then I watched after a few minutes, like a deck of cards come tumbling down. Dark and perilous worldly existence. Next month, I'm going to Santiago, Chile, 2010. 4 o'clock in the morning, I felt that there was a subway train in my room. It was terremoto, earthquake. You should have heard me chant japa then. I was chanting like there was no tomorrow. I thought, this is it. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that sound and that earthquake wouldn't go away, like in L.A. sometimes for a few seconds. But this one was lasting 12 years or more. That shaking and sound wouldn't stop. And then, after it stopped, you would hear one little quick, Hare Krishna. Or you'd hear one little noise. Your nerves were shut. Dark and perilous worldly existence. Yes. Text 4. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. That's explained in Bhagavad Gita. This material world is the illusory world. Indeed, the opening verse of chapter 15 explained, because that's what we studied before most of you came. We were discussing chapter 15. So the opening verse says that this material world is a perverted reflection of the reality in the spiritual world. Perverted reflection. It is an illusion. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent. Yes. We all have experience. When you get a toothache, you can't tell the tooth. Stop. The body is not independent. That pain is throbbing, throbbing, throbbing. Right? The body is not under your control. It's under the control of the material energy. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. That is the prayer of a devotee. My Lord, please let me be situated at your lotus feet. The same song that I sang at the beginning of the program. Bhaja Hare Mana Sri Nanda Nandana. I just want to be situated at Krishna's lotus feet, because if I can do that, abhay, fearless, no more worries. Please give him your mercy. O Gopinath, you are able to do anything. You are mostly Gujaratis, right? So you all know, what did Krishna do with Govardhan Hill? Yeah. For how long? Any 7-year-old boy can do like that? Huh? He can do anything. Is there anything Krishna cannot do? He can do anything. Lord Brahma found that out. Lord Brahma tried to trick Krishna. Krishna tricked Brahma. Brahma stole all of Krishna's calves and cowherd boys. Krishna said, no problem. For 1 year, Krishna expanded himself as all the cowherd boys and calves, and they looked exactly like the ones that Brahma had taken. down to the minutest detail, and the mothers and the cows could not tell. In fact, they had more love for these. Why? Because they were actually Krishna. Because Krishna is the most dear, most lovable thing for the soul. So there's nothing in time in the Krishna Leela, anyone who has read Srimad Bhagavatam, time and time and time again, Krishna showed he can do anything. In the Mahabharata, he went to that meeting and he demonstrated a universal form. On the battlefield, he protected Arjuna. Krishna was driving the chariot for Arjuna so expertly. So there's nothing Krishna can't do. One time, somebody asked my spiritual master, can Krishna make a rock too heavy for him to lift? Devil side question. That's how the demons and the atheists. Okay. So Prabhupada said, yes, he can make a rock so heavy he can't lift it, but in the next moment he'll expand himself and lift it. That's Krishna. There's nothing he can't do. He's called Achintya. Everybody say. Achintya. Inconceivable. When you read the Krishna Leela, especially for the first time, you're astounded. Wow. This is amazing. Pastime, chapter after chapter, Krishna is doing unbelievable things. Rasa dance. Who could think of something like that? But Krishna can do that. Or when Krishna had to marry one wife, so the father said, if you want to marry my daughter, you have to tackle these seven bulls. Now, so many princes and kings had come, they were all killed or defeated. Seven, and these bulls were mean. They were real, angry, powerful bulls. So Krishna, very smart, he expands himself. One Krishna for each bull. Easily tames the bulls. Where's my bride, please? I have done the feat requested. Now I want my bride. Krishna can do anything. There's nothing he can't do. That's why he's God. There are no limitations. Another name. Ananta. Everybody say. Ananta. Unlimited. Unlimited. He can become smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest. So that's why Bhaktivinoda is saying, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. Actually, there is a verse in the Vedas. Actually, even Krishna's name is as powerful as Krishna. And there's this one verse. There is no amount of sinful activities that you could possibly commit in hundreds of lifetimes that cannot be wiped out by one utterance of the name. Krishna. That's, come on, everybody say. Krishna. Right. We get some, even his name is as powerful as, that's why it's, we are called the Hare Krishna movement. Because we accept this fact. That Krishna's name is all powerful, has all its potencies. The name Krishna, the person Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, they are exactly the same. Who is there that is more of a sinner than myself? Humility. O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes for the sake of the fallen souls. Yes. When Krishna's different avatars come, they come with different purposes. When Lord Ram came, he came to demonstrate how is the ideal king How is the ideal human? And I've been reading the Ramayana, and Ram acts perfectly every single instance. So many times they tried to convince Ram, Ram, you don't have to go to the forest. Bharat said, I'll take your place. They gave so many reasons. But Ram said, no, I have to fulfill the words of my father. You're not going to find a better example of the perfect son, the perfect king, the perfect human being other than Lord Ramachandra. I'm reading this Ramayana, and each chapter just gets more and more delicious. I just finished reading the Mahabharata, and I remember when I told my wife, I said, just when I think it can't get any better, the next chapter blows my mind like a chickpea hit by a baseball bat. Each chapter, I was going, oh my God, I couldn't wait. What's the next chapter going to be like? Same way with this Ramayana. Yesterday, I read how Ravan kidnapped Sita, and then Jatayu, the vulture, tries to save, and Sita tells Jatayu, no, no, don't fight him. He's too powerful. But Jatayu said, no, because Jatayu was friends with King Dasharath. So Jatayu fought valiantly, but then Ravana cut off his wings. And then finally, as Jatayu is dying, Ram and Lakshman come, and Ram asks him, and Jatayu said, yes, she was taken by Ravan, and I tried. And there is Jatayu in Ram's hands in his lap. And how does Jatayu give up his body? Ra. Ra. Everybody. Ra. Now, but do it like Jatayu. Make believe you're dying, your last gift. Ra. Yes. And Ram goes back to the spiritual world. Beautiful, beautiful. So nice. These books that we have been given, these beautiful books. So Ram has his Leela, Varaha, and all the avatars. But then the Krishna Leela is where God reveals himself to his fullest extent. In all the different avatars, he's displaying something. But when Krishna came, and when Vyasadeva records those pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, there you have the fullest expression of who God and what God and why God is. Those 90 chapters of 10th Canto show you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Ah. Just like what did Lord Brahma say? Twice. Lord Brahma said, somebody may say, I know about Krishna. Brahma said, as far as I know, I don't understand a thing about this Krishna. And who's Brahma? He is the most intelligent man in the whole universe. And he says, you may think you know something about Krishna, but I have first-hand experience. I don't understand a thing about this Krishna. Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attained your lotus feet, Bhaktivinoda has remained in worldly existence. Let us chant the Maha Mantra one time.